Superwoman is dead. We need to kill her. She needs to be gone. Hello, aunties. This is our time, so stop what you're doing and come on in and let me talk to you for a moment. I hope everything is going well with you today. I have a news flash for all of you listening. All of you ladies out there listening, we are not super women. Yes, we are resilient. We are capable of doing anything that we want or dream of, but we are also told simultaneously that we need to be everything to everyone, to prioritize the needs of other people above our own, and to suppress our own struggles in the process. We are taught that we need to internalize our pain. We have to carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. We have to keep pushing forward, no matter what the cost. We live in a pursuit of perfection. We are constantly trying to do everything absolutely perfect. And it's at our own expense, mentally and physically. We are suffering silently as we are dealing with anxiety, depression, and just completely burn out. All while we're walking around with a brave face for the whole world to see us. We sacrifice our needs and our desires for the sake of everybody else. And what that does is perpetuate a cycle of our own self-neglect. And this self-neglect diminishes how we see ourselves. What is our self-worth? So this message for today, you know, if none of those things that I said apply to you, I'm sure you know somebody that it does. And if you know someone that this applies to, all of those things that I mentioned before, I want you to send them this message. It is time to break free from this superwoman syndrome. It is time to challenge the notion that our worth is contingent upon our ability to do things for everybody else and all of these unrealistic expectations that are thrust upon us. It is time to prioritize our own well-being and to reclaim our right to self-care and self-compassion. Are you ready for that? You are a human being. We are human beings. And as human beings, we have limitations, vulnerabilities, imperfections, and it's okay to be imperfect. All of that is okay. I know you were taught it wasn't. I know I was taught that it wasn't. Again, if this is not you, then I know you know someone that this would be beneficial to. What does that mean? It means that we have to set boundaries and say no. I know you guys are probably sick and tired of me saying this, but I'm telling you because this is something that I have to remind myself. A lot of these messages and things that I put out here in this podcast, video, cyberspace, internet, these internet, Beyonce's internet, are because I need them too. I am not saying anything to you that I do not intend or need for myself. So say no. Don't feel guilty about saying no. Don't let anybody shame you for saying no. It also means that we have to ask for support and learn to ask for support from our community for strength and encouragement. It means that we have to embrace our authority by refusing to conform to society standards of what being successful and what is worthy. What does it mean to be worthy? Stop measuring what other people tell you success is with your own. Again, like I said, I am not saying anything to you that I don't need. We are powerful. It's time that we embrace this power and our humanity. It's not a misnomer. Everyone knows how powerful we are. In addition to learning how to say no without guilt and without shame, we need to redefine what the word strong means for us, because, you know, everyone's always telling us how strong we are. Oh, you're a strong Black woman. You're strong. Oh, be strong. But I think we should take strength to mean that we are embracing our vulnerability and we're prioritizing our well-being. I think that's what strong should be. Strong doesn't mean just being able to do everything for everyone. Superwoman is dead. We need to kill her. She needs to be gone. This whole notion that we have to be strong, let's scratch that word. Let's redefine it. That's what it means to be strong. It means that we are prioritizing our well-being. It means that we are comfortable with being vulnerable. How about that? One of my favorite quotes from Audre Lorde is, and I don't profess to be like one of those people that knows every single thing that was ever said by this wonderful woman. But one of the things that she said that stands out in my mind, and I'm going to make sure that I get this right. Caring for myself is not self-indulgence, it is self-preservation. And that is an act of political warfare. Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Put your needs first.